This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time now for us to do our weekly good deed for the News Talk Radio world. When I say us, a group of talk luminaries are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, joined by Chad Benson, who's a syndicated sort of new age talker. He also does afternoons at KTAR in Phoenix.
You make me sound like Marion Williamson.
That's not all bad if you're in my wheelhouse. I know the rest of you probably think that she's from the word lunatic.
No, not lunatic.
Cuckoo.
No. Yeah.
That's because she doesn't. See, that's the problem with you.
Yeah.
Rich McFadden is the ops director at Radio America. Because she doesn't fit into your wheelhouse, that doesn't mean she's cuckoo. After all, she might think you're
looking
cuckoo.
At her numbers, she doesn't fit into anybody's wheelhouse.
Well, I'd say she did better than you. You didn't run for president.
I'd do better than she did.
No, I don't know about that. All right.
Run, why? Because I'm run. Mainstream America,
run,
Doug
Stein. Run.
Okay. Victoria Jones is with us from the D.C. Radio Company, and our friend Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. So I'm going to go around the room as we go through the stories this week to see actually the only thing that makes any difference. The top four stories are really it. Kobe Bryant is number four. The race is number three. The coronavirus, number two, and impeachment is number one. Otherwise, the rest of the stuff. Number 10 is the Grammy Awards. The Super Bowl build-up, I guess, probably. You guys were just talking about somebody bet $550,000 on the one-point spread, and so that changed it. Was that for all betting houses or just this one? How does this work? Richie, you were onto that.
Somebody in Atlantic City at one of the casinos laid down a bunch of money, but yes, it changes the odds all over.
It does. Yeah. How does it do that? How does that work?
Chad is probably the biggest gambler here, but $550,000. When somebody walks into a casino and lays $500,000 down on it, every other odds maker is going to go, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. And that's exactly what happened.
Right.
It moves it. What happens is the rest of the houses that take bets start to hear what's going on, and they decided to move it up a half a point, and that's because big money's moving there. Is it an insider, somebody who's got something? They're trying to figure it out. That's the way it kind of goes. So,
Chad, is that they usually see bets like this come in at the last minute. So that they don't change the odds. So what is somebody trying to do by placing this bet early enough so that it does change the odds?
You know, that's a good question. And they were actually asking the same question. They all said the same thing. Normally, this is a Sunday morning kind of thing where somebody rolls in and says, you know what, I'm putting $550,000 down to win $500,000. And next thing you know, it moves it. So this is odd. Maybe he doubles down later on down the road wanting to get something a little bit different. I'm not quite sure. Spreading the money around in other places.
How much
is what
you want to bet
at
Bill Belichick?
How much you want to bet? There you go. This is another bet. Go to betonline.ag if you want to put your money on some good horses. Actually, Harry Hurley.
Speaking of horses.
Yes.
Got the Budweiser ad, haven't we?
Anybody seen or heard any of the ads yet?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen several of them.
Our good friends in Belgium have decided that their brand Budweiser is so American and diverse. They're putting together this annoying commercial about Budweiser being the beer of diversity. And I'm thinking, really, thanks, guys.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. The all American brewers in Belgium, InBev. Thanks,
bring back
guys.
Ed McMahon and the horses.
I want you to get together 10 guys who drink Budweiser and show me the diversity in that group.
They're on a porch in Mississippi with beards.
Somebody's wearing a red hat. Somebody's got on suspenders.
No, the color of the beards, Chad. The beards is a different challenge.
Doug, you've seen the Pac de Ca ad, right?
I have not, Reggie.
Oh my God!
No. Is that in behalf of Elizabeth Warren? What is that?
It's a new commercial for I think Hyundai, where it's got this automatic parking feature, and John Krasinski, and the girl from Saturday Night Live, and some other dude. Are in Boston, and there's no way he's going to park this car in that spot. And they go the whole 60 seconds. I keep pocket card. Did you pocket the Harvard?
He's not from Boston. If they had been smart, they would have got Matt Damon, they would have got Ben Affleck, and they would have got Mark Wahlberg
in
the spot.
They got Big Poppy. He's in the spot.
Okay. All right, so that's good. That's good enough. Harry Hurley, who does a fabulous show in the morning in Atlantic City, is going to join us to talk about the Trump rally and also the casino with a $550,000 bet in a few minutes. Let's go. You just mentioned Sunday morning. Let's go to the way we woke up Sunday morning to find out that Kobe Bryant had been killed. And at first, my reaction, because I'm in Los Angeles, I was in Los Angeles, I'd go back and forth, but I was in Los Angeles Sunday morning, and I was at an event. Somebody whispered to me, Kobe Bryant was just killed in a helicopter crash. And I at first thought, oh, okay, it didn't, you know, Kobe, I'm not a basketball fan, didn't register that much with me. And then first thing I did was go to the problem that he had 10 years or so ago, and then I put that out of my mind, and I just thought, it was very foggy Sunday morning in Los Angeles, more foggy as you went further north, and then, you know, the details started coming out about what happened. And I guess I want to go around the room and just get a quick, how did this impact you? Rick, were you impacted at all, a lot, not much? What happened when you went on the air Monday with it? Because this is something that sort of has grown over the week.
Yeah, I know, and not being a huge NBA fan, but still, it defied what I consider to be our expectations. And everything in the world is about expectations. We don't expect a pilot to make an error flying in the fog, missing the ground by what now is being reported like 20 to 30 feet or
something. That's off.
Yeah, I know. And now I think what people, my listeners especially, want to know is, all right, what really happened? And is there a way to make sure this doesn't happen again? Because it really comes down to, in addition to the sadness and this genuine sense of loss that so many people in the Philadelphia area and my listeners here in Delaware feel, also, what about expectations? We don't want this to happen again, right?
Yeah. Well, by the way, for people who don't know, Kobe Bryant came from Philadelphia. That's why the interest, and that's why I went to you, actually, Rick, first.
Yeah,
what about you, Chad?
So many people here, yeah.
What about you?
You know what? I was actually in L.A. at the time, or down in San Diego, and I was with my son, who loves Kobe Bryant. He's only 9, but just loves Kobe Bryant, loves basketball, and he was devastated by it. It was tragic, absolutely, and it was one of those things where... We talked about it this week. The big thing a lot of people wanted to know was, you know, how could something like this happen? You know, why is this guy taking off in the fog and all of these kind of things? But the other thing that a lot of people want to know this week is, how is it that TMZ broke it? And did they give enough time? That was a big question.
The wife didn't know about it when it hit the air.
Well, now, Harvey Levin said on this week on KNX News Radio, we talked to Kobe's people and we talked to Vanessa's people.
Talked to his people. No. She said this, that she didn't. Her closest friend said.
But here's a question. If you have something like that, and he was very right, and he was talking to reporters, says, if you've got some, are you going to sit on it for 8 hours? Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
And if they did, wouldn't somebody else have broke it anyway?
Scoop them. Well, that's it. Yeah. Somebody's
but the other side of it is, how the hell are they everywhere? They are. They're all over LAX.
Lot of stories.
They've got greased palms all over Los Angeles.
And let me tell you something.
TMZ breaks a lot of stories. And the other thing that's coming out now is that the company that owned the helicopter was not licensed, according to 3 people who spoke to the New York Times, was not licensed to fly in fog. In fact, I think that none of the companies that flew out of that airport were licensed to fly in those conditions.
Well, they didn't have any. They were grounded. All those helicopters were grounded, except that one.
Yeah, and it appears that it's because they, you know, because usually you could just fly in clear conditions. It was easy. So the pilot was licensed to fly in those conditions, but the company was not licensed to fly in those conditions. So, in fact, he could not fly in those conditions.
So, Richie, your son, did you talk about this with your son? What happened during the week when you had this conversation?
Yeah, I mean, both my kids know him, even though they didn't grow up watching him. And, you know, they were like, yeah, it's sad. You know what the first thing that hit me, though, was? When you have a well-liked and well-respected celebrity immediately just gone, it's that shock, you know, that you get. And I went back to John Ritter, Doug, remember when John Ritter just, like, he was gone.
Done.
And it shocked everybody. They were just like, "What? How could this be?" And that's the same thing with Kobe for me. It's just like, the guy's young, he's healthy, he's got everything going on, and then he's just gone. And a friend of mine posted, how fragile is life?
Very fragile. That's a very good way of looking at it.
Just boom. Yeah.
One of the other things that is also not necessarily known widely is how much money this guy was worth. He was very smart.
Oh, $1 billion
in business. He made $320 million as a basketball player, and he invested like $10 million in one company, and it returned $100 million. He was very, very smart. And
it's
the
also
only thing,
important, I think, to remember that there were some very young girls who died in that.
Yeah, his two children. Oh, yeah. Right.
And not only his children, but
the other nine people, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly.
Most of us don't know.
Yeah. Well, one of the fellows was from Boston. One of the coaches was a baseball coach from Boston that was involved in this as well. But then, sort of lurking behind the scenes, and nobody really wanted to talk about it because he'd been exonerated from the rape charges, but it did sort of, it filtered in a little bit depending on who you listened to or what you read or, you know, some of the stuff online that got harsh treatment. One of the reporters, wasn't it a Washington Post reporter who got excoriated,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, Felicia Sonmez.
Yeah.
That was her name. She got suspended for a few days for retweeting a article that was published 2 years earlier that she did not write about what took place with Kobe on that night in Colorado in 2003.
Mm-hmm. So is that a good move or a bad move on the part of the paper?
It was a horrible move by them. They since have reinstated her. But here's the thing. I think you can't talk about Kobe without talking about the entire body of who he was as a person.
Yeah,
who went
right.
Down. Because there are people out there who, you know, feel that he did something. Again, he's not a rapist, right? He was never proven in court. They settled out of court. And he even said, I apologize. I think we
paid her off.
Versions of what took place. He paid her off for $2.5 million. We'll never know the entire story because let's also be honest, there are people out there who take advantage of opportunities like that for money. But sexual assault survivors were saying, hey, wait a minute here. Why aren't we talking about all of this stuff? We're claiming this guy to be a hero, and maybe he
wasn't
a hero.
That's what I said, and I was soundly buffeted and booed by my co-hosts. 21 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
I'm now focused on your health, your well-being. I would like you all, as you think about losing weight, going on a diet, going on an exercise program, to please think responsibly, to get healthy the right way. What do you find people react to most positively of all of the benefits of using Calitrin?
Well, you know, aside from weight loss, it is collagen, which helps you sleep more soundly. So we have a lot of people that take it for the better sleep, for the arthritis, for the joint pain. There are so many benefits other than just your weight loss.
Well, that's it. The main thing that we, especially this time of year, that we talk about is losing the weight and keeping it off. Free bottle, you get discounts on every bottle, $10 off, and you get a free bottle if you buy three. So you're actually getting four for the price of three and $10 off. That's the deal from Calitrin. The way to safely lose weight as you go into the new year.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we go. Back again, focused on what's going on. The charts in Talkers Magazine are the guideline for our conversation on the overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio for the week of January 27th to the 31st. The month has gone by very, very quickly. I think it has anyway. Maybe that's because of all the things that are going on in the world. The impeachment trial is number one on the list. The review, according to the work, the research done by Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison and his crowd, by the way. Also at Talkers.com, you can find this list every week. And Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. The focus is no question on the impeachment and where it's going and what it's where it's been. Although I do think that the presidential race and the rallies have a place. We're going to find Harry Hurley in a morning, in a moment from Atlantic City. But in the meantime, let's go, Rick. Let's talk about how you and your audience view this. Oh, Harry is there.
If you're okay, looking so to purchase,
Hey, Mayor, let me jump in. I think we're going to be able to do this now, and we'll be right back with you.
All right, we can do this now.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How about you?
It is great to be with you. Always an honor to be on the Doug Steffen Show.
All right. So this is the Talk Radio Review. We have a bunch of talk radio hosts from around the country who are going to be listening to you as you describe your experiences, because you are one of the lucky ones that got into the Trump rally this week. By the way, Harry is the morning host. It's Harry. It's Hurley in the morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's most listened to talk station. And so you have been a fan of Trump's. A lot of people wanted to know what you thought. I don't want to know what you thought because I know what you think. I want to know what you experienced. Yeah. What did you experience?
By the way, not just a fan, former executive for President Trump.
Oh, that's right.
He hired me, interviewed me. Yeah,
right.
So it's more than that. Not just a fan. I know him. Here's what I experienced. I experienced something that's never happened in any listener of the Doug Steffen Show, that's never happened in your lifetime. 180,000 people at least requested a ticket. Tens of thousands of people showed up. And in Little Wildwood, New Jersey, Doug Steffen, the biggest requested interest for a Trump rally in the history of the Trump presidency took place this past Tuesday. It was positive. It was polite. I've never seen so many tens of thousands of people behave so properly. We're living in very divided times. And here's another thing that would shock, I think, a lot of your listeners. Brad Parscale, who's a cybermetrics genius, he calculated that the rally attendees were 25.3% Democrat.
Really?
At a Trump rally. Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
You wouldn't think that. If you asked that question, they would say false. 10% of the rally attendees did not vote in 2016. The rally was, even by Democrat political analysts who commentated on it afterwards, it was extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to ask you one more question because we're tight on time here. You're in Atlantic City. Somebody brought in a bet for $550,000 for the one-point spread, and now that's changed everything. Are you talking about that down there? That's pretty amazing.
We just talked about it. The spread is now a point and a half. Kansas City is the favorite. I want Andy Reid, our former Eagles coach, to win his first Super Bowl. It's been 15 years since he's been in a Super Bowl. I'm going with Big Red.
Good for you. All right, Harry, thank you very much. Always great to talk to you. Hurley in the morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, his experience at the Trump rally, which is certainly something that's on the minds of lots of people. The presidential race, number three this week on the countdown, 28 past the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Two Republican senators broke rank and voted yes. All others were along party lines. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said,
America will remember this day, unfortunately, where the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities, where the Senate turned away from truth and went along with a sham trial.
His counterpart, Mitch McConnell, said in a statement there was no need for the Senate to reopen an investigation that the House chose to conclude. A final vote that is expected to end with President Trump's acquittal is expected on Wednesday, the day after the president gives the State of the Union address. This is USA Radio News.
Hi,
everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine of the top news talk stories and the people on that list from this past week. Joining me on the dais, if you will, sort of a virtual dais, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Chad Benson from KTAR in Phoenix, and also the mid-morning host on Radio America. Rich McFadden is at Radio America, and Victoria Jones is with us from the D.C. radio company. Both Victoria, who grew up in England, and Chad have some thoughts on Brexit, even though it's just outside the top ten. I believe it'll be something, as people understand. Well, people I don't think really understand what's going on. They just hear the stories about England getting out of the European Union, and most people don't understand.
Well, it's actually happening on Friday, the end of this week, so it's going to be.
Well, it isn't. The removal process starts and is completed by the end of the year.
Right.
By understanding.
Yeah. Nothing changes tomorrow when you wake up, but it's the sense of it's finally over, done and dusted.
But it really isn't, and you know that as well as I do. When they realize the reality of what they've done and what a mess, I don't even understand. Help me understand, both Victoria and Chad, the mindset of Boris Johnson. This seems like a ride into Never Never Land, from what I know.
Well, Boris Johnson wants to win, and he wants
to
stay in power.
How do you stay in power when you ruin the economy of the country?
He wanted to win election. He's won it. Dominic Cummings, his Rasputin, wants him to stay in power, and that's what he wants. He's promising a new dawn. So it will be a new dawn, and it'll be a much smaller dawn. Britons are feverishly reading stories about what's going to happen to their pet passports after Brexit. Because at the moment you can take your pet dog, cat, or ferret from the UK to the EU and back again without quarantine, because, of course, quarantine is extremely strict in the UK, and that could change. So that's the kind of thing that worries Britons. So that's going to change. And, of course, the border in Ireland and Northern Ireland could become a problem, and that could mean that there could be an increase in violence. Scotland wants a referendum, which, of course, Johnson is saying no to. What is going to happen to the economy? We don't know. Certainly Britain is smaller, and a bigger story really than this even, although this is huge for Britain, is that Boris Johnson made the most astonishingly stupid decision this week, even by Johnson standards, which was to allow Huawei to be part of Britain's 5G network. Donald Trump had put pressure on Britain. The Five Eyes, which is the five nations that share intelligence, of which Britain and America, Australia, Canada, New Zealand are all part of, had said no, 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 because it means China will be part of your, will know what your intelligence is. And Boris Johnson has said, no, we'll have Huawei as part of our 5G.
Yeah. He doesn't sound like the smartest guy in the world. Chad, go ahead.
You know what? It's interesting because that's going to really, like, our relationship with them when it comes to sharing information now, as well as several others, is going to be pulled back because not that we don't trust you, but we don't trust the people that are listening to you, and you've made it easier for them to spy on you. And she's right. That is a big story that isn't getting talked about much. And the other thing that's getting talked, the Premier League is the biggest soccer league in the world. A lot of the reasons for that is because, well, Europeans can come over because of being part of the EU and not have to worry about getting a work permit. And now they're talking about, well, what's going to happen with this? Are we going to have everybody get a permit, and it's going to be tough for them to come over and play? There's a lot of things that's going on.
It's because we're the best, and it's because Liverpool's 16 points in the league. So,
yeah, Liverpool's won this thing. This thing is overdone and dusted.
Well, it depends whether we get some serious injuries.
It's over. Man United, Man City is not playing well enough to catch us.
All right, children.
So let me ask you this.
You had something to say. Go ahead, Richie.
The whole Brexit thing, isn't it really just kind of part of the populist movement? Isn't it really about the Brits being tired of not being a sovereign nation anymore and being told by France and Germany and Denmark and everybody?
No.
Could you imagine what would people that live in the United States, what would Americans think if all of a sudden Canada was overruling our Supreme Court?
Here's what's going to happen in your lifetime.
The
United States of America will be Canada and Mexico with the United States. That's going to happen.
Yeah, but
sooner or
it'll
later.
Be part of the United States. We certainly won't become part of Mexico.
You have a misunderstanding of how, unfortunately, and I hate to say that, but that's a misunderstanding
I think,
of how the EU worked.
How the EU was supposed to work. It was supposed to be an economic alliance.
It doesn't overrule the Supreme Court. For example, we've had some major Supreme Court rulings recently, and the EU isn't overruling them, except in cases where there are EU laws. So,
right.
For example, there have been some Me Too cases.
We need to move off of this. We got other things we got to talk about. Speaking of the Supreme Court, how does everybody think John Roberts is doing with the impeachment trial? If you don't ask...
Is he there?
Yes. And he's not... That's exactly what he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be just there. It's like a referee. The best referees are the ones you go, I didn't even know there was a ref out there. Because they're not part of the proceedings. Outside of the tiff with Rand Paul, I think he's doing an okay job.
Yeah. All right. So anybody else? Rick, what has the context of the impeachment trial been on your radio program at WDEL this week?
So if I had a one-word consensus of folks on the right and the left who called the show, I would say that would be annoyance.
Who cares?
They're just really annoyed by the whole thing. And all the details are just minor annoyances, all added up to the one big, gigantic chunk of annoyance.
I will tell you what John Roberts is interested in doing, and I think he has succeeded in this very much so. John Roberts is an institutionalist, and he's interested in protecting the reputation of the Supreme Court.
Okay, so how does that play into how he's doing in this particular instance?
Well, I mean, he views the three branches of government as separate and equal.
Sacrosanct, yeah.
And he wants
sacrosanct,
to keep the Supreme Court out of politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I may, let me add this. So if there's a 50-50 vote, you have Democrats expecting John Roberts to make a decision. He doesn't want any of that, does he?
Yeah. No, he's going to pull away from it, and I don't think he will make a decision, which means the tie goes essentially to the runner, and because of that, the Democrats will lose, and that's it. He doesn't have to make a decision. He doesn't have to rule. He's already said, I want you guys to sort this out for yourself. I'm here to basically keep the peace and to make sure that everything's done above board. And the president of the Senate is the vice president, but he can't vote in this because, A, he could be voting for Trump because of the biasness, but also he could say, well, I'd like to get rid of Trump, and if we get rid of Trump, I could be president.
Yeah. Good point.
All right, so while we're at the Supreme Court, there was a ruling this week. Number 6 on the countdown story list is the ruling on immigration, health care, that sort of thing. So how did that play in any or all of your programs? I think maybe Chad and Rick would be good on this front. What'd you get out of the conversations on the air regarding this? You're in Phoenix, so maybe this really plays there more than anywhere else, do you think, Chad?
You know, immigration is always a huge thing here, and a lot of people are frustrated because it was such a hot topic when the kids were in cages. And then, of course, you know, they have the attention span of a gnat. Something else pops up, and we have a chance to get rid of Trump, and away they go, and we never talk about it again. And that's the frustration a lot of people feel. And I talk to a ton of people here about immigration on a weekly basis. We usually have some sort of roundtable here, and they're really, really, really just kind of over this entire way that they feel they've been tossed to the back, unless it's a political situation for them to profit on.
Let me just bridge something here for a moment, then we have to pause. The listeners on WDEL, my sense is, but you'll have to correct me, Rick, even though you're right of center with your attitude, but you're not crazy like some of these hardcore, really right-wing national hosts like Levin and the kid that's on Westward, Camp Shapiro. So, I think I'll address this to you, Chad, too, because I don't get the sense that KTR is either. I mean, the hosts take a sort of right-of-center point of view, but I don't get the sense from either of you or about the stations you work on that they are these rabid right-wing stations. Am I right or wrong?
No.
Well, I will say this. Yeah, for those of us here in Delaware, WDEL is a Delaware radio station, and I would describe it this way. We are primarily a news radio station that happens to have a couple of talk shows, and I'm very blessed to be one of those talk show hosts.
Well, you're a good host.
Delaware
good
is...
station.
Well, thank you. Delaware is very, very blue, what we say, north of the canal, which is the northern half of the state, and more red down in Sussex County. We only have 3 counties, right? The whole state is the size of maybe one small county in Oklahoma. So we packed a bunch of people into this small state. And downstate, it's pretty red. Upstate, it's pretty blue. So when you have a state where 48% of the people who are registered voters are indeed Democrats, you're going to get a lot of variety of opinions.
Chad, is your station all local, or do they take some of the syndicated fare?
No, we're all local. We have we have Dave Ramsey on, but outside of that, everything here is local, and it is. And we have like a news kind of morning show, and then that's a little bit more newsy with a very little commentary, and then the rest of it is our news shows our talk shows. And by and large, actually, you know, one of the things that people complain about, you know, on the right is we're not right enough because everybody thinks everybody on talk radio is right.
Yeah.
But we've been called by many, including the Trump campaign, is a never-Trumper station because several of the hosts here can't stand Trump. But when it comes to immigration, that is one thing where everybody kind of comes together and they're viewed as the right side of the aisle station because they feel like, you know, being in the middle of it, you know, seeing what's going on. I mean, we were having people dropped off here in Greyhound buses by the hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the frustration level was through the roof, it is very frustrating. And so we'd like to see something done, but we're not the crazy rabid, like, let's build the wall and kick everybody out, but we would like a solution.
Right. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay. We'll spend a moment on the coronavirus as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Not long after the cutting comes the crying.
The irritant can really be really strong and just make us cry pretty quickly.
Executive Chef Jen Welper says that irritant is actually part of the onion's built-in protection against predators. Chopping breaks up cells inside the onion and sets off a chain reaction that releases volatile chemicals. When those chemicals hit our eyes,
it activates our tear glands and then we cry.
Welper has heard about plenty of tricks to thwart the tears. Hold a piece of bread in your mouth. Wear goggles.
Rinse the onion under cold running water. Another one is to light a match and blow it out.
Welper says it all sounds like more work than it's worth.
Just cut the onion and get it over with.
She says you can reduce the amount of irritant that gets to your eyes by keeping your onion together as much as possible as you slice through it. And if you end up shedding a few tears,
sometimes it's really therapeutic to have a good cry. So just let it out.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. The people list on the Talk Radio Countdown Show from the folks at Talkers Magazine come up with this list at number 10, Harvey Weinstein. He's actually going to trial. At number 9, somebody who may have to go to trial, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 8, Kobe Bryant. And number 7, and number 6, and number 5, all the various candidates. 4, focus on John Roberts and the job he's doing in the impeachment trial. Number 3, Mitch McConnell tied with Adam Schiff, the two of them grandstanding at the impeachment trial. Number 2, John Bolton. And number 1, Donald Trump. There's no, I think there's nothing there that wasn't expected when you look at that list. Again, with the top 4 items being all about Kobe Bryant, the presidential race, the coronavirus, and the impeachment trial. So all this stuff fits together very nicely. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine for putting all this together so we can talk about it every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, Victoria Jones, along with Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, and Chad Benson, the coronavirus. Who's worried about this? Anybody worried? You're going to get
this?
Nope.
Kids, because they watch, they see the news, they see it pop up online. Dad, what's going on? Right. And the news scares the living bejesus out of them.
Just tell them that 70,000 people will die of the flu, the regular flu this year in America, and that should put every, already 8,200 people have died in this country the first month of this year.
That's good. The scare flu. Them by scaring them. That's solid. Hey, guys, I'd like to make you feel better. This is way worse, and you're more likely to get it. God bless you.
Right.
Well.
Calm down
or if you like, you could just confuse them by saying, don't worry, kids, more people die than are born.
Mm-hmm. They have to think about that for a minute and then move on.
Right. That'd probably be a good thing, actually. We need to cut the population of the planet down. One of the things I talked about on the DJV show this week was how many people... Yes, yes, really. We need to have fewer people on the planet. We need
to get
rid of...
You're going to use it as a means of culling?
I'm not sure.
You sound like Greta Thunberg.
Well,
that is not what she advocates.
You see how we end our conversation with all of these experts.
We'll wrap this segment up.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, very much for being here. To be continued next week here, the Talk Radio Review. I think we'll pull the plug on this right now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for us to check the top five stories. It's Tech Talk time. And the review for this week comes from Victoria Keelan, who has studied all of this stuff from 5 to number 1. At number 5, Victoria, Tinder is working on problems that people who use their app have when dates don't go the right way.
Yeah, it's true. Tinder is following in Uber's lead, and they're adding in-app safety features for dates that become unsafe. And so Tinder has added this new panic button. It alerts safety authorities if something goes wrong during a date. And so Tinder has the ability to check in. They also give people the ability to check in with friends so that your friends know where you are when you're on a date with someone. And users are going to receive, this is all free tools. It started this week. There's a new section in the app called the Safety Center. That's where you can go and you can download this new safety feature. And it's actually a really smart idea. People, if you think about it, every single day there's a new story about someone, you know, in Uber or in a Lyft having some sort of crazy issue, whether it's something really severe like sexual assault or just, you know, a ride gone wrong. And so it's for dating, it's really no different. So I think it's a smart thing. The parent company of Tinder is Match.com. They also own OkCupid and Hinge, and so we will also they are all going to get the same safety features, but they started with Tinder.
Really? Okay. Number 4, Apple has made a lot of money this year. iPhones, what a surprise. Yes, no, a lot of people are buying
new iPhones.
This
actually was a big surprise because Apple had an all-time record earnings for the 3 months ending in December, the final quarter. They had a revenue of $91.8 billion. It's actually up 9% from the same period last year. The reason that this was such great news for iPhone is because the iPhone sales were really lacking. And I don't know if it's just that people had an iPhone 7 or maybe an iPhone 8 or even an iPhone 10 and they weren't really looking to upgrade anymore. But now with the new iPhone 11 and the iPhone 11 Pro, it has an incredible new camera system. It can be submerged in water. It has a lot of the updates that people have been looking for. And that, I think, pushed people into the important holiday season. And that really pushed people ahead into upgrading.
All right. Number three. Pre-orders for the Razer phone.
Yeah, well, the Motorola Razer actually has been really buzzing about right now, and it's the foldable screen, and it's already back-ordered. It's supposed to be available February 6th. Now you're looking at the end of February for this $1,500 phone. If this is what you want, I would still say, and I have been cautioning all along, know what you're getting, because this is a thin, plastic, bendable screen. They have a lot of warnings already that it's going to have lumps and bumps. That's supposedly normal, which I don't think that's normal. If it gets any water at all on it, you have to dry it very quickly. You have to close it before you put it into your pocket, which lets you know how delicate it really is. I think that in the warning section of Motorola, I think that this is something that should just steer people away from it. But technophiles who just love to get the latest and greatest of everything, they're really rushing to buy it.
Fabulous new stuff. Hoo-ha! Number two, if you want to go into outer space with us, here's SpaceX.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get on these new satellites that they're going
to. Not yet. SpaceX launched its fourth batch of internet beaming satellites this week, and they launched another 60. These are small satellites. They were fired into orbit at Cape Canaveral in Florida, and this batch joins the more than 170 that are already there. All in all, they want more than 30,000 satellites up in the air, and they've been approved for 10,000. They're seeking approval for 30,000. It's a lot of space junk, and some people are saying that it actually is going to be too crowded in the sky and that it might be detrimental. But the ultimate goal of what SpaceX is doing is they're going to offer affordable internet service to parts of the United States and Canada by the middle of this year. Rural places that do not have broadband internet access, and we know how, and from the farm show, Doug, you know, we know how important this is to survival for so many businesses for farmers. So I think ultimately it's a great thing. Facebook's been trying to do the same thing, but Elon Musk and Tesla, you know, he plows right ahead with stuff, and he's got a pretty great success rate. I'll give him that.
Number one this week, those damn LED bulbs. LED bulbs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Close. LED bulbs are great for your electric bill, but it turns out they're really bad for your skin. All the visible light, the blue light that comes from these LED bulbs, dermatologists are now weighing in saying this can speed up the aging process of your skin. And so if you do wear makeup every day, that's actually a good news, because if it has iron oxide in it, and it ends up being a physical barrier. If you don't, you can wear a brush-on SPF if you stare at a screen all day. It might be worth looking into.
All right, those are the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.